A few years ago, we had the privilege of going out to the Oregon coast for the first time, and our two sons live out there now. At that time, just one of them was there, and so we went out to visit him, and had the privilege of going to Heceta Head, the most photographed lighthouse in the world, and going up into that lighthouse, and that was an incredible experience, especially as you see the Pacific coast, which is fogged in just about half the time, and as you look at those rocks that are down below, and you realize what a treacherous coastline that is. And we live in treacherous days, and if ever we needed the light of the Word of God, it's today. I appreciate that song very much. If you want to go ahead and fire up that PowerPoint a little bit, for those of you who are here, this is a Revised Standard Version, by the way, of this. Some fellas been doing some editing for me here, so I hope you like the new look, those of you who saw it before. But those of you who didn't see this, this is what we were looking at in the seminar. So let me help bring you up to speed a little bit if you weren't here for that seminar. We started out looking at this matter of prayer and the will of God and praying to yes. And in our first time together looking at this, we really were trying to remove some roadblocks, get some of the fallen trees and some of the fallen rocks and some of the potholes and some of the maybe a few stray cattle or whatever out of the road of prayer, so that we can really begin to experience what God wants to accomplish in our hearts and lives through the ministry and the process of prayer. And we emphasize that the prayer is a process. It's not, as the Australians would say, a one-off thing. That is, you just pray and that's it. This is a process, especially the kind of prayer that we're looking at here. Now, as we kind of looked at this chart, this is what we did in the seminars. We kind of went through the nature of the will of God as we can understand it, or as we can perceive it in the real world in which we live. And we saw that it can be, we can view it as general versus specific. General are things that are revealed specifically to us. Kind of contradicted myself there, didn't it? And by the way, some of these things are specific. But what we're talking about here is that they are revealed in Scripture. So we're referring to that as God's general will revealed in Scripture. And then specific has to do with how it applies in our specific context. Okay? Where the rubber meets the road in our life, in our time, in what's going on right in front of us or around us. And then we saw that as we looked at that actually formed these four quadrants. And those really define a process of prayer. As we begin with the things that God has revealed, now we saw that they fall into two categories, things that are determined. That is, these are things that are going to happen no matter what. And there's no point in praying for them not to happen or for anything to happen outside the framework of what God has said is going to happen, period. Okay, that's a waste of time. Okay, because you can't change that. And prayer isn't going to change that. Okay, it doesn't matter how hard you pray. Okay? And frankly, you wouldn't want to change it. Okay? You might think you want to change it, but then there's God's desired will. These are things that God has clearly said in His Word that He wants to do or wants us to do, but they may or may not happen. Okay? And then we saw as we apply those things with the help of the Holy Spirit, we move over into our realm, the specific realm, and it has to do with what ought to be in our own life, in our own time, in our own situation. And then, lastly, we move up into this final category. This is the scary area, where we're talking about the prayer of faith, where we can pray with the absolute confidence that the answer will be yes. Okay? Now, that is an area that most Christians either have never been in, or they're scared to death of. They might even think that it's not biblical, or they just never quite gotten that far, you know, or very rarely. Now, a lot of this process we're looking at, people actually do to some degree sort of instinctively. This isn't like it's all that mysterious, although there are some pretty amazing things that the Holy Spirit does, and we talked about the work of the Holy Spirit in this, okay?